Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Gimel on the days, 5 lines down from the big line start by 2 dots. Again, Omer Rav Nosson Bar Mar Ukvom, Omer Rav Yud Alo Vavecha Bamida. So again, Alo Vavecha Sagadaitoch, Elohim Ad Alo Vavecha Biamida.
You say the words Alo Vavecha, you have to be standing. Elohim Ad Alo Vavecha Biamida. There's the first two psukim of Krishma, Vehafta, the first two psukim, you have to be standing when you say. So Mikan the Elos of the Gemara light. From there on, you don't have to. Now this standing means, like Rashi says, it means even though it still holds, you could say Krishna when you're walking in the street. But still, when you say the first pasuk of Shema, the first tzukim, you have to be standing, and then you have to have kavana, to have pirush hamilu. So while you're walking, you can't have enough kavana for that. So when you say the word Shema, the first pasuk of Shema, the first tzukim, until Allah Bavecha, it has to be standing and not moving. Rashi, the Amri we had before, Oiskim Bimlachtan Vakurin, even if you're doing work, you could say Krishma, O Mahalchin Vakurin, you could be walking and saying Krishma, of a Moidim Haim, Shetorach Lamoy Bimokim Echod, Ad Hamikro Hazir. When you say Shema and the after the first two Tukim, you have to be standing. Lefish Adka Mitzvah Kavona. And that's it. She said that even the first tzukim also have to have kavona. Therefore, the halacha that we've passed before, that all you have to have kavona of kriya, of pirush hamilut, is only the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael. The halacha is only the first pasuk. If you want to say kriya Shema while you walk into shul, you're allowed to say it. Just when you say Shema, you're supposed to stand still. We have Yechid and Nomar, call our pasha kula b'amida. It feels the whole first pasha has to be b'amida. And that's the Gemara says. The Yozer Rabbi Yechon Latam. Rabbi Yechon goes according to Shita, like we had before. The Yomer Rabba Baba Chon Am Rabbi Yechonin Halacha Kerabacho Shama Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. So what? And how much needs Kavon? How much of Krishma do you have to have the Pirush Hamilut? The whole first Pasha. So since the whole Vyahafta has to have Pirush Hamilut, so Mele, when you say it, when you walk, you have to stand when you say the first Pasha. So the cloud is as much as Kavon, you have to have a Pirush Hamilut. That's what you have to be standing by. And we owe the halacha, we have Tirush HaMilas, the first pasuk, Shema is enough. So you have to stand for Shema. After that, you can continue walking. Tana Rabbon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Zu Kriya Shema Shel Yehuda Hanasi. That's the Yehuda Hanasi Shita, and the Mefarshim learned that means Midiraisa, you are Yaitse, Mitzvah Kriya Shema with the first pasuk alone. Omale Rab the Rabbi Chia, Lo Yechazin in Leh the Rebbe, the Mekabel Leh Malkus Shema. As Yadakashi, he didn't see his Rebbe, he didn't see Rebbe being saying Krishma that morning. So Rashi learns the chat was Leichazinus Rashi Makabli Om Malka Shemaim, Shoyashoino Talmidah. We used to give a shir every morning. Mikoidim Zman Krishma, from before Zman Krishma, we used to start it early in the morning. Ugeshagia Zman, where east of Mastik. And he used to give a long shir, this has been a 4 hour shir. So we start before Zman Krishma, and he went through the whole Zman Krishma, and he didn't see his Rebbe stop to say Krishma. He had a kasha, how come you weren't a kind of mitzvah of Krishma? Omalei, so he answered back, Bar Pachti, and the side means Pirish Ben Gedil, it's like a nice lush, and you're a chosh of a son. But the terrace is like this, Bishor Shemav Yodav Aponim, when you saw Rebbe was given shear, in the middle of the shear he put his hands over his eyes, you should know then, Mekabal Olobo Mach Shemayim. At that 1 second, like Rebbe Mishitosei, all you have to say is the Shema Yisrael Hashem Hakadosh Hashem Echad. So he said that while he had his hands over his eyes, he was makabel O Malchus Shemayim. Then, for the Gemara, Chayz of the Gomer, Yena Chayz of the Gomer, as after he gave the shear later on, did he say the rest of Kriya Shema or not? Is Ba Kapora Oimer Einoi Chayz of the Gomer? No, he didn't have to say it over again, as he was makayim the mitzvah essay of the Zmana, and he was learning Torah. He was put them in a mitzvah of saying the rest of Kriya Shema, and later he didn't say it over again. We have Yishimim, Rebbe Yoimer, Chayz of the Goyim. He also knows you have the Chiyah to say it over again later. In other words, he was Yaitz of the mitzvah, the Raisa, the Zman Kriya Shema. After he finished here, Mestam, that was in the 4th hour of the Zman of Tfilam, he said Kriya Shema over again with the Brochus, the Yaitz of the Brochus later. Trashi Chayz of the Goyim, Liyache Sha'omdu Atamidim. After Shir. Omalei Bakapola Rab Shimon Rebbe Fishle Melvidi, according to me. The Yamina Eina Chayz of the Goymra, that Rebbe didn't have to say the Bruch of Krishma and the rest of Krishma later on. But the Zoi, all he said was just in his Makabal, Omas Shemaim and Shema. So Hainu the Mahada Rebbe Yashmaita taught Yisra Yisias Mitzrayim. It's every day in Shir he used to talk about the sugya that had to do with Yisias Mitzrayim. Is the pshat, because there's a mitzvah every day to be masked Yisias Mitzrayim, so he wanted to do it in the morning. So mainly he was Yisra Zechir with Yisias Mitzrayim by talking about Yisias Mitzrayim. Elo Bidof, but according to you, the Yarm with Chayz of the Goimro, it's after Rebbe finished here. He repeated again Kriyishma with the Brachas, so he was Yetzir the mitzvah of Zechir with Yisias Mitzrayim later. Loma Lela Durek, how come every day he had to talk about Yisias Mitzrayim? It's for the mitzvah of Zechir with Yisias Mitzrayim, he's Yetzir when he has it over later. So that's not Shver. So it's the Kedei Lahaski Yisias Mitzrayim Bizman. The Torah says that there's a mitzvah Minam Mubchor to say Yisias Mitzrayim Bizman of the Rashi Bizman Kriyishma. It's even though the Shagafai said that the man, the first says, Kol Yimech Yechu Vidashim. Is it mitzvah to be Azroch Yisias Mitzrayim Kol means the Yomim and the Layla. The day, any part of the day, you can Mekayim the mitzvah. So really, you can Mekayim in the afternoon also. Just as a mitzvah, Minam Mubchor to Mekayim at the same Zman of Kriyishma. So now he was mastered here, that he wanted a Badafka Mekayim that mitzvah during the first 3 hours of the day. So since he was saying Shir the first 3 hours, he used to talk about the Yisias Mitzrayim. Even though after Shir he would take a chazav over later. And that's like the Mekayim, the mitzvah of the Rabbonim. There's the Rabbonim that Yechiyah to say creation to say the Brachas. That is the Mekayim later, in the 4 hours he's Mekayim then. But the Mekayim, the mitzvah essay of Kriyishma, that he said right away. And who then he wants the Mekayim, the mitzvah, Yisias Mitzrayim. That's with the Rabbonim that he did later. He was chazav, he said it over later during the 4 hours of the day. Like we hold, the Brachas Krishna in the Yetzer calls the man of Zaman Pila. Yes, he himself wasn't. So why wasn't he? So the Mepharshim bring down the Ben Yainam, there's only going upon the Yehuda and Nasi, he was Terosim and Nasi. A person who's Terosim and Nasi doesn't have a Chiyah to Davin. So all he has to Chiyah to do is in the kind of Mitzvah's essay of Krishna. So that is the answer of the first prophet, that's all. More than that, he has no Chiyah to do. But Avada for us, that's not Terosim and Nasi, we have no Heta to learn instead of Davin. When it comes to Krishna, he's supposed to Davin. Omer Rav Ilov, Rei the Rav, Shmuel Bar Masa, Mishmei the Rav. Omer, Shema Yisrael Hashem Okeinu Hashem Echot. You said that Tosik, so you Mekayim the Mitzvah Diraita, V'nena Sashina. And then, so it doesn't really mean you fell asleep. It means you got a little tired, and you were about to doze off a little bit. And you said it, right, says, when that's a good Kavani, you said it when you're very tired, still yours. Like we have talked before, what and how much do you have to have Kavani? The first Tosik. After that, Abdi, you said it to Yoytza. Omele Rav Nachman Adoriyah, he told his Eved, the Psuke Kamo, the first Pasuk, if you see me falling asleep a little bit, those things go off, Tzaron. Wake me up, make sure I'm up for the first Pasuk. Today, look at Tzaron. After the first Pasuk, I had my Kavanah, the next three Pashas only in Mitzvah's Kriya. So even if I'm dozing off a little bit, it's not for the fella. Omele Rav Yisler, Omele Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Rei, the Rabba. Obuch, Heichi, Hevi Yovit, how did your father do when he said Krishma? Omalei, the Tzuke Kama, Hevi Komet Saran Avshei. The first Pasuk is very mapped to be alert and to have Kavona, the first Pasuk. Today, Le Hevi Mitzaran Avshei. After the first Pasuk, he wasn't Mitzaran himself, as he tried his best, but if he dozed off, it wasn't the biggest Kavona, so he was still Yaitse. So, interesting, so the mice before when it says Rebbe, when in the Kabbalah Umach Shemaim, he used to put his hand over his eyes. That's the meaning that some people do. What we do is when we say Shema, we put our hands over their eyes. So there's two reasons for it that Ben Yonah brings down. One reason is that some people hold an inyan with your eyes. We said before, you're supposed to makabal Hashem is echod, b'shemayim avoritz, and b'chol dalad ruchay. So some people move their eyes around b'chol dalad ruchay to make your eyes go all around. So you close it that people shouldn't see the way you're moving around your eyes. That's one shot. And the other shot is just to have kavana, that you shouldn't be looking at anybody else. So if the reason is just that Kavanah could be enough to close your eyes, I'd be not looking. Throughout the second time that some people move their eyes and go around on Dalet Ruchai, they'll be in and to close your hands. So close. We also spoke that yesterday, I saw last night from the Rav Shulchan Aruch, that we had before, when you say Echod, when you say the Dalet Rashi says it's supposed to have Kavanah, that Hashem is Echod, Bashemayim, Mavoris, and the whole Dalet Ruchai. So yes, Akasha, how could you have such strong Kavanah by saying the Dalet alone? The Dalet is very hard to be marach. And we struggle with Ben Yonah says, when you say the Ches, Echad, the Ches, Yav Kavanah, the Hashem is, Vashemayim Avor. That's like one third. And when you say the Dalet, Yav Kavanah, he's Dalet Ruchas, that's like two thirds. So according to both Shrek, when you say the Dalet, he's supposed to have Kavanah. So it's Shvesh, we can't do that. Echad, Dalet is very short. And also, whenever you have a letter at the end, without a nekuda, it's supposed to be like a doggish, like fair. So you can't be marv too much in the dalit. This says called the Rav Shukhnova just means you need kavona. Because before you start saying bor shame, you should have kavona. If the echad, the dalit is supposed to stay normal, not too long. You stretch it out, it's no good. It just means marach means with the kavona, like we said yesterday. When you say the echad, but in the kavif, would you still could be mechavin that Hashem is the echad, the whole dalit ruches.
After the pronunciation,
but
the
dollar
with the
dagish,
we're
all
out of
dagish.
It's like a
dollar,
which is
a
like a
TH. Right, maybe they could
do it, but we don't know how to do it.
Right. Somebody lying down on his back, he shouldn't read Krishna that way. For the Gemara, Mikru, Dolikri, Mashma, just Krishna you shouldn't do. Abu Hamigni, Shafi, Dami, but you let him sleep that way. For Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lyat the man the goni apakis. He gave a cloak like it's not a nice thing to sleep on your back. So Amri the parrot says, Migni, when you go to sleep, ki matli shapi dormi. If you turn a little bit on your side, it's okay to sleep that way. Or the mikro to say Krishma la mita like afagav the matli, even though you're a little bit on the side, namiyosa. Still it's not nice. So that's the derech geizer to say Krishma that way. That Gemara of Rabbi Yechinen Matzli the Koriyah Rabbi Yechinen used to be on his side and say Krishma. And Gemara Shani Rabbi Yechinen the Baal Bosra Hevi. Rabbi Yechinen is very very fast, so maybe he couldn't get all together on his side if something was on the way. So when he went a little bit over, that was enough. That wasn't called Derech Gaiva for Rabbi Yechinen. See Rashi, Prastim the Rashi Sheichev Al Gabov. You're lying on your back. Upon of Lamali, your face is facing upwards. Lyat Aman the Goni Aprakrit, he gave a call if you go to sleep that way. Val Shema Yiskash Shevora B'Teuch Shinosei, maybe while you're sleeping you become hard. The Nirul Aradim, and people passing by will see you. Udera Kenai, the Digger to Kenai, it's not nice. That's Rashi's Pshar. So Mepharshim Yiskash is places and Udera Kenai, according to Rashi, if somebody's sleeping alone in the room, or else it's a dark room, there shouldn't be anything wrong with it, because nobody can see you then. But somebody's learned that sleeping on your back is Kosher Lehirim. If you sleep that way, you'll have Hiru and Roy made to come with a Torah's error. So you shouldn't sleep on the back. So tomorrow, Migmitrashi Lishon, the Torah says, Kimatli Shapidam. When you go to sleep, if you lean a little bit on the side, it's enough. Kishumit Moita Alpibe Mat. You don't have to be all the way on your side. Just a little bit on the side is enough. Shapidami. Ava Mikri Krishma. Afilu Mitzli Nami Yosef. Shemekabal of Malchus Shemayim Derech Shrora Begaiva. But to say Krishma, when you're lying on your back, even though you're turning a little bit to the side, still that's not enough. But they speak out, let's say you turn altogether on your side, that's all right. Somebody wants to say Krishma while he's lying down in bed on his side, that's mutter. I'll be you not just a little bit on the side. If you're all the way over, that's all right. That's not called Derech Geizer. Tomorrow, if you're listening to the Baal Bosra, so for him it wasn't called Derech Geizer. By the Bifrotnim Shoyl, so the Mishnah said Kalor, what that with a chilu between Zain HaProkim and B.M. Tzapel. Now the first shita was Reb Meir shita. Reb Meir said, I'll look at the Mishnah again. Says again the Mishnah, the second line. The Prokim Shalom Ufnei HaKovid, his Zain HaProkim is between the Brochis. You could give somebody Shalom on Odom Mechubit, or Meishim. Now Poshid Meishim means you can give back Shalom also to an Odom Mechubit. Or the Yemtzah, the middle of Kriyashma, Shalom Afnei HaYiruv, you give Shalom to somebody that you have to have Yiruv for your Rebbe or for your father, or Meshiv, and who are then you can give back Shalom to these same people. Divir Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir Sheet. Reb Yudu Aymano, the Yemtzah in the middle of Kriyashma, Shalom Afnei HaYiruv, the same Sheet, you give Shalom to somebody who's supposed to have Yiruv for him, or his Kulu Rezu Meshiv Afnei HaKovit. You can answer back to anybody you're supposed to give cover to, even though it's not your Rebbe or your father. Or the Frokim Ashenkim between the Brochis, then Shalom Afnei HaKovid, if you give Shalom to anybody that's Mechubid, or Meshav Shalom Lecholodim, anybody that came and gave you Shalom Aleichem, you're allowed to answer him back, Aviyah Bein HaProkim. So the Machlekes of Yehuda and Reb Meir. Now the Gemara will say, what is the Machlekes? Gemara B'Prokim Shoyim. So the Meshav Machmas Mai, his Reb Meir just said a Lashon U'Meshav, you can answer back. So the what Baraga, how is that person talking? What kind of person is it? Yehuda Afnei HaKovid is by the Emsa. No, Mavir HaKodim Ben HaProkim. Ben HaProkim, he said, you could give Shalom to another Mechubit, and who didn't he could answer back? This could just mean to another Mechubit also, but the Gemara asked Shita, Hashtu Mashosh Meshah Shol. Maduch, you're allowed to Metchila go and give him Shalom Aleichem, Hadurmi Goyi. If somebody comes to you when you're Ben HaProkim, Shita, you could answer him back. Elo, what does Remeya mean? Shalom Afnei HaKodim. has been up talking between the brachas, you can give shalom to an adam that's mechubid, or meisha shalom mechalodim. And you can answer back shalom to whoever it was that gave to you. One of the sefer say, well, the yensa in the middle of Kriya Shema. By the way, when we say yensa, it means in the middle, but providing not the first pasuk. It's brought down when you're saying Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, the first two things, that you shouldn't be masik for anything. Unless Kuach Nefesh, you're afraid the guys will come and kill you. But even if your Rebbe's there, your father's there, when you're saying Shema and Baruch Shem, you shouldn't be masik. But after that, even though you're the yensa, you're allowed to give shalom to another that's supposed to have a year for.
Differentiation between
the emtzah plus the rebbe. No, same thing. Well, the emtzah, you're allowed to give shalom to a person you're supposed to have a year for your rebbe or for your father. Well, meishiv, and you can answer back also. But tomorrow, meishiv mach mitznai. What does your meishiv mean you can give back? Ilayma mitznai hayiru, the same person that you could give to, if he comes to you, you're allowed to answer him back. For tomorrow, that's also pshita. Hashto Masha Shalom Madrid, you could give him Shalom Aleichem. Adur mi boy, it is the biggest svara that if he came to you and gave you Shalom, it's only right to give him back. Elam of Neyakovit. Elamayat means you can answer back with Neyakovit. For at the Gemara of Zoya, Hangul Rebbe Yehuda. If that's Shadar and Meyah, that's Mamash of Yehuda Shita, there's no Machlaikas then. The Tanan, what's of Yehuda Shita? Of Yehuda Aina, and we hold like of Yehuda, that the Yemsa in between Krishna, in between Apostolic even Shalom of Neyahira. You could give Shalom Aleichem to a person you're supposed to have Yira for. Oh, Meshev, you could answer back to Yaakovit. Any Mechubadika person that gave you Shalom, you're allowed to answer him back, even though you're in the middle of saying Krishna, in the middle of the Brachas. Oh, the Brachim, between the Brachas, Shalom of Yaakovit, you could give Shalom to another Mechubid. Oh, Meshev, Shalom of Chalotim. You can give back to anybody. So, Rabbi Mara, like we're learning now, that's where Meyah Shita, that's a Yehuda, that's the same Shita, what's the Machlekes? And the Gemara tells us like this, Chasurei Mechsura. Something is missing in the Mishnah. Rochi Ketoni. This is Rav Meir Shita. Rav Meir holds the frokin between the brachis. Shalom b'fnei Yaakovit. You could talk and give Shalom Aleichem to anybody. It's mechubadik a person. But what can you answer back to? His lashon is v'ein sarach lo mishumeshim. Ein achnami. Back of Shita, you could answer back to such a person, but only to such a person. That's a mechubadik a person. But lechol adam, you're not allowed to answer back. If a person comes over to him and gives you Shalom Aleichem, you're not allowed to answer him back, even Bein Afrokim. That's where Meir Shita. Masekhin of Yehuda is Mechulak on that. Right, so the Emtzah, what does Meir hold while you're saying Krishma? Shalom Lefnei Hayira. You can give Shalom to your Rebbe or your father. And the Giras is, the Yain Sarach Lein Meshumeshiv, and Shita, you can answer back to your father and to your Rebbe, but to nobody else. Divir of Meir, that's where Meir Shita. But Allah, we're like if Yehuda right now, the emtzah in the middle of saying Kriya Shema, Shalom Lefnei Hayira. You're allowed to give Shalom to anybody who's supposed to have Yira for. O Meshav, who can he give back Shalom Aleichem Shalom to him? Lefnei Yaakovit. Daragalek. Even if the person that gave you Shalom was only another Mechubah, not your father or your Rebbe, you're also allowed to answer him back. O Veprokim, you're between the Brochis, or between the Pashas of Kriya Shema, Shalom Lefnei Yaakovit. You're allowed to go over to someone at Mechubah and give him Shalom Aleichem. O Meshav, Shalom Lechol Adam. And you can answer back to anybody. Hey, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So well, it's good the Machlekes of Yehuda and the Rabboni. The Moratanya Nam Yochi Abaraya for this. Hakoyre Shema. Yemila saying Kriya Shema. O Poga Boy Rabbi. O Godel Henanu and you meet your Rebbe. Or somebody that's greater than you. The Wasaloka, the Prokim, if you're between the Parshias. Shel Nefnei HaKovid. V'ein Tzorach Lo Mishum Meshav. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. You can only answer back to a Mechubadika person. Of the Yemtzah, in the middle of the Shema, in the middle of the Brachis, Shel Mefnei Hayira, the Yain Tzarech Leimer Shumeshim, Giver Reb Meir. And the Meir holds the same way you can give, you could answer back, but there's no less darga. Reb Yehuda Leimer is a less of a darga. The Yemtzah, in the middle of Kriya Shema, Shel Mefnei Hayira. You can give Shalom Aleichem to some Mefnei Hayira. O Meshiv, you could answer back to Mefnei HaKovid. I'll be that person, is a Mechubadika person, you're supposed to give him Kovid, you can answer back Aleichem Shalom. Between the brachas, shoyel mefnei hakovid. You're allowed to give shalom aleichem to anybody that's a mechubadika person. O meishiv shalom lechalodim. And anybody that came over to you, you're allowed to answer him back. In halacha, we pass them like the Yehuda. But the Mishnah brings down, though, but the ma'aseh of his manazir, that in shul, everybody knows it's not nice like to give shalom aleichem, b'frat when somebody's in milodavani. So, Mela, even so, for you, if somebody comes into shul, Pshita, if you're in the middle of davening Kriya Shema, you should not lamaisa go off and give him Shalom Aleichem. Even though he deserves it, he's not the Mechubid. But everybody knows the minig is while you're davening now, he doesn't expect it that you should go off and give him Shalom. And Nuwa din Fakir, If the person comes over to you and you don't want to answer him, he'll also, you shouldn't answer him back. Because there's no bizarre, you know. Everybody knows that Yamil is just showing you Siddur. If a guy sees you in the middle of Shema, he's not going to expect you to answer him back. So why is he says, come out, you shouldn't be naughty. So not for me, though, but if you do, you didn't do anything wrong, though. And these are fine. Now, a big shayla in the Paiskim is, what about to answer Kaddish, or to answer Yehishmei Rabbah, or to answer Kedusha, or to answer Baruch Hu, if we're in the middle of saying Kriya Shema? So they all want to say that to answer these things blind, like you're answering back, you're giving back Shalom back to the Eibishter. So we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that afilu b'emtza haperit, b'emtza Kriya Shema, you're allowed to be meshav l'adam mechubit. So being a Kabbal claim, a Madrich give back Aleichem Shalom to l'adam mechubit, Havad, you're allowed to give cover back to the Eibishter. So luckily we hold, you're allowed to answer Amen Yehishma Rabbah, and Baruch Hu, and Kedusha, even if in the middle of the Tzukim, of saying Kriya Shema. Be you not in the middle of saying Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. But after those two Tzukim, you're allowed to answer back. Because we hold like the Yehuda Shita, and here you don't have the Mishnah Berurah Svar, it's not a nice to answer back. But the Eibishter is a nice to answer back. So you hear Yehishmi Rabbi, you're supposed to answer, even if you're in the middle of saying Shema, and Kedusha and Baruch Hu. The only shayla he has is, what about if you hear, let's say, the thunder in the middle of Kriya Shema? So thunder, they want to say, that's called like giving a Birchas HaShvach to the Eibishter. So some say you shouldn't say the Brocha, because you're saying Shvach by giving Shema to the Eibishter, so why stop this Shvach and saying another Shvach? And this like Mekadesh and Kedusha, that's the name of Kedusha. You're supposed to be Mitzarech with the Tzibur. But Shenk is time to say a Birchas HaShvach, if you see lightning or thunder, that you shouldn't stop. But his Hachror is that if you're Bein HaProkim, if you're between the Parshas, then you should say the Brocha. But if it be Emtzah, you shouldn't say the Brocha. Which Brocha? The Brocha of Birchas HaShvach. What's Nagei Lalocha for all these things is, let's say in the middle of any Brocha Harucha, let's say you're saying an Alamichya, and you hear somebody say they're saying Kaddish, can you answer Yehishma Rabbah? So in between any Brocha you're saying is the same Halacha, like the Emtzah Krishma. That we're saying you're allowed to answer Baruch Hu or Kedusha or Yehishma Rabbah. Even if you're in the middle of saying Asher Yotzah, let's say. You're in the middle of saying the Brocha, you're allowed to stop to answer Yehishma Rabbah. Because the Emtzah of any Brocha Harucha is like in the middle of Birchas of Krishma. The halacha is that even in the middle of the bracha, you're allowed to stop. Hey, providing you didn't say bracha to Hashem and stop right there. You say bracha to Hashem and you start to say the bracha. If you're b'emtza bracha, you would be allowed to stop to answer Yehishmi Rabbah. That's our halacha. The b'emtza, you could answer back with Ne'a Kovit. So they give cover to Hashem, shita your lungs. Boy minei achai, tonet dvei Rabbi Chiyah me Rabbi Chiyah. He asked him the shayla, what about the halal? In the middle of saying halal, could you be mafsik? Somebody gives you Shalom Aleichem in the middle of saying Hallel. Who are the name of Megillah? In the middle of Kriyas Megillah, somebody gives you Shalom Aleichem. Mal Sheyafsi. What's the Svarah? Amrin and Kal V'chayma. Kriyas Shema V'yiraisa Poisik. Mad the Kriyas from which is Yiraisa. We're passing you a lot of staff V'yemtza to give Aleichem Shalom to somebody that's Mechubid. So Hallel D'Rabbonin Miboy. Is Hallel and Mikra Megillah going to D'Rabbonin? Havadi could stop and give them back Aleichem Shalom. Oy Dilma Svarah no. Pesuma Nisodin. Maybe Pesuma Nusa is like more Choshev. Hey, while you're saying Hallel Zinir Pesum Anes and Mikra Megillah is Pesum Nisam, maybe there's more Chom, you shouldn't be Mafsik. Or Malay, the Locher is Poisiv Yemikar Klum. No, they have the same Locher as like Rishma. That B'Yemtza HaProkim, you could only give Sholem Mifnei Hayira and answer back with Ne'akovi. Omer Rabba, Yomim Shayochid Goyma B'Mes Hallel, that means days when we say Gan Hallel, the whole Hallel is Bein Perek LePerek Poisik. Shno, it can only be Poisik between the Prokim. Or the B'Yemtza Perek ain't a Poisik. In between the Perek, it can't be Poisik. Vashen came to Yomim Shayin Hayochid Goyma B'Mes Hallel, his days like Rosh Chodesh, when we only say Halb Hallel, we don't say the whole Hallel, then he holds that Filu B'Yemtza Perek Poisik. Even B'Yemtza of saying that the Shavakim, the Hallel, you're allowed to be Poisik. And Poisik Kuru here means like the middle Madrega, that you can give Shalom to an other Mechubit, and you can answer back Shalom to anybody. For the Gemara, Eini, V'ho Rav Bar Shavu, Ik Loi L'Gavid Ravina. His Rav Bar Shavu came to meet Ravina, when Ravina was in the middle of saying Hallel. The Yomim, and it was like Rosh Chodesh, Shein HaYoch Goymer Tau. The day they didn't say Gant Hallel, Hevei, V'loi Poisik Lei. Because when Ravina saw Rav Shavua, he didn't stop to give him Shalom Aleichem. He went to Kasha. Since it was Hallel, the day you said any Hallel, why didn't he stop to give him Shalom Aleichem? It's a riot that knows that then, so you can't stop. And the Gemara's Maraya, Shani Rav Bashavo, Lechoshav led Ravina. And Ravina was a master, Rav Bashavo. He didn't hold it for another Choshav. He didn't hold it for another Mechubit. So this guy, like he was a Chara, he was like everybody. So he didn't give him Shalom Aleichem. Then next time it's another Mechubit, you're talking about having to give Aleichem Shalom. So Rashi, Achid Rashi Kach Shemoy, Tonon the very Abchiyah, Shoyoshoyna Bebeis Abchiyah. Mal Sheyavtik Lishila Shalom, between Halal and Megillah, so the parents was you're allowed to. Mashenkin by Mikri Megillah Vashtetik, there's only if you yourself are the Bakurva, you're reading the Megillah for yourself. But if you're hearing the Megillah from somebody else, if you're going to talk out, you can't be Yait to the Megillah. So you're going to miss the word. It's not Kedai to answer Aleichem Shalom. But if you're reading the Megillah for yourself, you'll be allowed to stop. Trashi Yonim Sheyoch Gremiv Mithalil, Shulchoiva Lachol Odom, Sehain Echor the Eswim Yoim Bishonik Vermin Mesech Derechim. And Lalocha we talk a whole like this, thereby when you're saying Halil, you are allowed to be Mastik, you give Aleichem Shalom. We said, you just not Nageya, because we're not in Shul, we don't give people Aleichem Shalom, Shalom Aleichem. The only thing would be Nageya, right, if you want to answer Kaddish, or you want to answer Yeshme Rabba, even in the middle of saying Halil, be Mutter. Boi minei Ashiyin Toned Devei Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Ami. Hashori B'tainis. Somebody was Makabal upon himself B'tainis. His Mal Sheyitin. Is he allowed to taste the food? So Rashi Marashi Yitin, Esatav Shul Ladas in Tzorech Melech Etavlin. As you know, the time is not allowed to eat, but at least they're making a soup. And I just want to taste the soup to see if it needs salt. But can you taste something on a time? Is what's the Shiloh? Achilo Shtila Oshtia Kibul Olei. His wife is talking about a time yochid that you makabal upon yourself. So what kind of a kabal would you make? Only not eat and drink Loholeka. Tima, just tasting, is not called eating and drinking. Oiduma, no. Hano kublole. You makabal upon yourself not to have any hano. Voika, tasting it is also called hano. That was the shayla. Are you allowed to taste the food on a tainus or not? Omole, into the back, toyim ve mekaklum. Yes, you're allowed to taste it. Tasting is not called eating. And you were only makabal upon yourself not to eat. Mashenken hano is mutter. Tanya na mihochi, mitzemis. If somebody just tastes the food to see if it needs salt or not, Eina tuna brocha. You do not have to make a brocha. Why? Because that's not called achil eshtiyah. That's not called hanom ruba to make a brocha on. But same din v'yashru yivatainis, somewhere in the middle of a tainis, toyim v'yemekaklum. He's allowed to taste the food, and there's nothing wrong with it. For the Gemara ad kama, till how much can he taste of the food? Reb Amiv Rabasi tonei achir v'yosa. Until the revias halub, it's around 3 ounces. If it's liquid, that's how much you could taste. Put it in your mouth. But more than that, it's also ready. But that's called Hano Merubah. So now, it's a big machloket to show him if this toya means you spit it out or you're allowed to swallow it. Because in some Yisrael learn, Rashi doesn't say you have to spit it out. So Rashi, even if you swallow it, but since you're only tasting it to see if it needs salt, you're not really tasting it, that you should feel satisfied, that's mutter on the sinus. But toya says, other should have been your nishitu is no. And toya says, same damn kak. Lump toya says, pirish rach. However, you have to throw it out afterwards. But let's say you swallow it. At any time, you're not allowed to swallow it. Same thing, if you taste it and spit it out, you don't have to make a brochon, but that's not called hanor. But Shankin, if you would swallow it, you would have to make a brochon, and that's also an atinus. What? No, gum is different. Gum, the sugar goes down you. You have to hold your swallowing in the sugar and make a brach on the sugar. So, lemaisa, what's brought down is like toisis, that on even on tainis, if you want to taste it, you can taste it, but you should be toilet, spit it out. You shouldn't swallow it. Swallowing it is no good. Now, even on a tainis tiva, some of Persian say we should be machmer, not even to be toyim. So, some hold. Some learn that our Gemara is only talking about where a yochid was makabal upon himself a tainis. Then we can say a kula. He was only makabal achil v'shtiya, and he wasn't makabal to be toyim, just to taste it. Mashenkin a tainis tiba, that's a chayiv upon us, that even any hanor is also. So some of us learn even to taste on a tainis tiba would be also. So Mishabruah says, if you're doing it with shame, a sudas mitzvah will be mutter. The Moshul tainis Esther, if your wife is making something soup for the sudar at night, for the sudas aprum, it's a sudas mitzvah, you would be allowed to taste it on the tainis, providing you spit it out afterwards. And who are this for Gayamo? Some people want to put some water in their mouth on a tainus. But this chat portion will be mutter to put water, like rinse out your mouth with water. How do you spit it out? It's only called a tima. So even though he says there's all machmirim, but he says that somebody has tsar and he's rugged to do it every single day, and he doesn't, if he doesn't do it today, he'll feel bad, it's moved to do it on a tainus also, on a tainus sibra. That you would be allowed to like just rinse out your mouth, put water in, and gargle and just spit it out. And that's not worse than tima. The mikra didn't hold the smutter. Because there are some that are machmir, as he says, if it's mukum tsar, and you do it every day, and today you wouldn't do it, it'll bother you, you have to have to do it on a tainus also.
All right, turn over.